Good morning, 9:15 here on the Mighty 690, and I'm Shay Neal. I know it sounds like it's not James, and you'd be correct, it is not James. James is in our sister station today in Bartlesville, and he's doing just fine, but I'm filling in this morning, and we have an action-packed program here this morning. We were joined by Jana Kassler last hour. We'll have Becky Barnhart with Coffeyville Friends of Animals next hour. We'll still have plenty of time to take your calls, but now we're going to talk a little spring fling, and I'll let our next guest introduce himself. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Matthew Austin, and I represent the End of Summer Bash. It is a all-day music festival that we host in Cherryville. Not to sidetrack from Spring Fling, which is kind of a separate thing. We are going to be having our fourth annual one this year in September. But one of the fundraising avenues that we take along with sponsorships is we this year are introducing the Spring Fling. We're bringing in two local and one regional rock bands in general to kind of generate some funds for the Spring Fling or at the End of Summer Bash. We've got Tracy and the Time Travelers from Independence. They do 60s to today kind of rock. We've got the Science of from Joplin, which is very kind of a pop punk, just a really fun band. They do original material. We've got the Cattywampus Band from Independence as well. They're kind of the local titans of Independence, and they're just so much fun. They do original and covers, lots of boogie woogie music, kind of a Black Keys vibe, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, the End of Summer Bash Committee, which is basically the band Edge Over Edge from Cherryville, are hosting it. So we're running sound, we're running lights, and we're just gonna all take the pot at the end of the night and split it, and our share goes into the End of Summer Bash.
Very, very cool. And I know you mentioned one of the groups, you mentioned Tracy and the Time Travelers. I believe they just played at the St. Patrick's Day festivities in Independence.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So that was a fun time. So it sounds like, great. One of my favorite things, going back to my college radio days and even moving out here to KGGF, is just love. I take great pride in finding the local regional artists, like you said. Of course, any radio station across the country and across the world can play the big name stars,
right,
and the global superstars, all that kind of stuff. Everyone has rights to that. But when you find the Independence groups or the Cherryville groups,
right,
or the Southeast Kansas, Northeast Oklahoma, it's a little cooler, and it's something to be proud of, because sometimes you introduce people to a group that they end up falling in love with that they might not have heard about unless you introduce them to them.
Exactly. And really our regional scene, as far as music goes, it's not hard to find, and there are tons of amazing bands from Joplin to Independence, Parsons, Pittsburgh. I mean, they're just all over the place, and that was kind of one of the things that got the End of a Summer Bash started, because we really wanted an opportunity to be fans. We love these bands. We wanted to share them with our community. And so, it was like, it's an excuse to put on a show. And it just started as a small thing. And last year we went big and had, I think we had 10, 11 bands. This year we're going to have 11 bands. But I totally overlooked. Spring Fling is May 6th there in Cherryville at My Place Bar. They have a large outdoor pavilion stage, and it's a lot of fun. End of Summer Bash tends to skew a little heavier, so we thought it would be fun to bring some of our favorite rock bands that are a little bit on the lighter side and maybe a little more family friendly. A lot of people, me included, when my kids were little, they got exposed to everything. Music, I think, is universal, whether it's heavy or light. It's just your particular flavor, I guess.
For sure. And this, it sounds like the way you just described it, this is like going to the you know, going to an ice cream store and you're not sure if you're going to love the flavor or not. So this is like the little spoon you get to try before you decide if you want the end of summer bash. It's like, here's a free sample. If you like it, we'd love to see you again. If not, you know, it's just a little taste of it. So, very exciting. But no, I love it. And like you said, I think at the end of the day, everyone's music is such an interesting medium because it's just everybody, it's so different for every single person. I mean, I don't think I've met a person that, I mean, I know people that like the same, so one artist as me or the same, you know, a couple, the same genre as me. But at the end of the day, you go through and you ask people's, you know, top five, top 10 groups or top 10, top five, top 10 performers. It's going to be different for almost anyone you talk to. Music is just so unique and almost so personable, I think, for each individual person that I'm very excited to check out some of the local and regional stuff here because I really haven't been out here long enough to check it out. So I'm very, very excited and glad you're bringing up promoting the local stuff.
Yeah, yeah, we've got quite a variety coming in September. We haven't released any of that. We didn't want to confuse people with two shows at the same venue, you know, 3-4 months apart. So big reveal comes after Spring Fling. Again, May 6th.
Yeah, and you said May 6th, and one more time, the venue, and for people that are listening to this right now and thinking, you know, this is something I want to be at and something I want to be a part of, how can they get involved in that?
Really, you can hit us up at edgeoveredge@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Facebook, any of those. Edge Over Edge is one word, and you can get to what we do. You know, we do the band thing. We produce these shows, do a podcast on the side. And we just kind of keep ourselves busy and try and promote as much, not just local music, but local talent, arts. And we had a great little cast the other night on basically homesteading. So, you know, it's just anything that interests us, we'll throw it on there. But, you know, it's really community-based as much as we can. You know, we've been with this community for, well, I've been here for a long time, let's just say. And, you know, it's fun to be able to do something you love and give back at the same time.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's cool to hear that your group is hitting on really almost every single corner of modern I guess media and modern promotion of music and stuff like that with the podcast and with the live performances and like you said, you know, putting on these promoted shows where you get to step back and be a fan. I think it's really cool, and it kind of, I think in a way, I don't mean to speak for you, but I think in a way it kind of keeps your love and your passion for music alive because you're doing it in so, you know, in a variety of different ways. It keeps that kind of spark going.
Absolutely. You know, and as far as dipping our toes into everything, you know, it's what they've said the last 10 years is content, you know. Just got to keep stuff out there. So
no doubt about it. Content. Spring Fling coming up May 6th in Cherryvale. A great opportunity for you to catch some great local and regional artists and raise money for a good cause in the end of summer bash. So great opportunity. And Matthew Austin, good enough to join us this morning here on Open Line. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, well, thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to step away for a few minutes. Are we going to have a guest, another guest coming when we get back?
No. I think he decided he was going to turn around.
So all right. No worries. Well, we appreciate you coming in. And when we come back, we'll have more of your calls here on Open Line. You got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Now's the time to call in. We'll be back in just a few moments here on the Mighty 690.